23-year-old Nicole Ryan is a six-year senior basketball player at American University in Washington. She grew up in an athletic family in Florida, and from the very first time she stepped onto the court as a four-year-old, she knew basketball was going to be her one and only love. But with that love came a lot of pain.
After my freshman year of high school, I broke my hand. The next year, I tore my hamstring. The following year, I tore my ACL. I came to American. I had two stress fractures in my shin my freshman season. That summer, I had a torn meniscus and another stress fracture, so I had surgery and I was put in a boot. My sophomore year, I played. I broke my wrist, came back strong, ready to go for my senior season and for my Achilles.
While Nicole may be an unusual case, orthopedic surgeon David Higgins says season-ending injuries among women are more common than most people may realize.
They've done a lot of studies, and particularly knees, that women are probably 8 to 10 times more likely to tear their ACLs, their intercrucial ligaments, than men are. What has been the most prevalent problem with women having a greater incidence of ACL tears has really been their lack of training. But it's not because the women don't want to train. It's because the culture's not been there.
Ivy Abiona plays basketball at George Washington University, also in Washington. She plays on a full scholarship but has paid a price physically. After two full years of rehabilitation to both knees, Ivy has remained true to a simple approach.
Either way, it's going to hurt, so might as well just get through it. I kind of took that as my motto or theme for the whole rehab process and just went with that and just kept on going.
Ivy's coach, Michael Bozeman, has great admiration for his players' hard work.
That young lady is the epitome of hard work and sacrifice.
So does Nicole's coach, LaTanya Watson.
It's a really, really tough road. Nicole, unfortunately, understands that tough road.
Both women now know their injuries have made them stronger.
This process has been really difficult, and I think that it's definitely made me who I am. I mean, having something taken away that I love so much, it's proved a lot to myself about what kind of person that I am and what I can overcome.
As positively as these women have approached these injuries, the question remains, could they have been prevented? And if so, how?
All has to do with two big things. The prime one is the strength training, and then also the skills that they're teaching women today that they weren't doing quite as much 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Both women now have a fresh perspective toward the game they love.
I've worked too hard to get back on the court, you know, to be a leader of this team, not to reap the benefits.
My dad used to always say you can never coach girls because girls are too smart. He used to say you can tell guys that tomorrow, there's no tomorrow. You have to give everything today. There's nothing else out there for you. And he's like, but girls are too smart. They always understand. And my mom would always look at them and be like, then you raise your daughter to be a boy. As long as I have that and I get joy out of the game, I'm going to do it as long as I can.
Whether or not they go on to play professional basketball, they are more prepared for whatever the future holds. But right now, it's just one more year of healthy college basketball. Tal Hadavi, VOA News.